New at 5, rapper Young Dolph is dead after a shooting in his hometown of Memphis. Memphis police say the rapper was shot and killed this afternoon. There are no details yet on what led to the shooting. Young Dolph has worked with several well-known entertainers, including Atlanta's 2 Chainz, Juicy J, and Rick Ross. As we learn new details about the deadly shooting, we'll update this story for you on 11alive.com.
What's up, everybody? You're listening to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Wiseup. Unfortunately, yet again, tragedy strikes in the hip-hop community. Rapper Young Dolph was murdered today, November 17th. And as much as it displeases me, I feel like we got to talk about this, right? We got to talk about the symbolism of Young Dolph, because we talked about this back in August, if you recall. Back in August, he released an album that, and this Illuminati symbolism I discussed on my show, if you recall. And we're going to go through that, right? First, I'm going to tell you what happened, who Young Dolph was. We're going to talk about his album and the symbolism from it. We're going to cover some of the lyrics. And he's created a lot of music, so obviously this is not a full comprehensive analysis. And then we're going to talk about rappers in his family, in his bloodline. Right? Because that matters. It blew my mind because I liked Young Dolph, but I wasn't like his number one fan, so I didn't know that much about him. And it shocked me to find out that Juice WRLD was his cousin. Because, you know, we did a whole show on Juice WRLD when he died, because there was a ton of symbolism there. So we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to wrap it up with a discussion about the occult symbolism of Memphis, which is the city where he was murdered. Okay? All right. Now, look, and here's another thing I want to discuss very briefly. I did 3 shows, and I'm working on a 4th, on the symbolism behind the Astral World tragedy. And when I discussed hip-hop then, I talked about how I wrote a book about this 7 years ago. Because I can't help but see the same occult symbolism over and over, oftentimes overlapping with satanic ideas. And here we are, yet again. I take no pride in discussing these things or trying to pretend like, oh, I was right all along. Why don't you listen to me? Like, that's not my, I would a million times rather be completely wrong than to have this keep happening. And of course, there's like rational rebuttals for everything I'm about to say, right? Just because I say these are some of the ideas, that doesn't make them so, all right? It's up to you to decide what you want. I'm just saying there's enough there for me to question and wonder if there's not a connection energetically between the dark arts and Satan, the devil, and these tragedies surrounding the hip-hop community, right? That's it. That's all I'm trying to say. First, let me talk about what happened. There's this rap, in case you're not a hip-hop person, Young Dolph, a very famous rapper. Not as famous as Travis Scott, but pretty close, right? Like, if Travis Scott was, I would say, you know, just off the top of my head without thinking through it much, he's got to be the top 5 famous rappers in the world right now. Travis Scott. Young Dolph was probably top 20 or 30, maybe. To put it in perspective. And he was murdered. He died at the age of 36. And he was shot inside of Makeda's homemade butter cookie shop, a place that he would frequent. In fact, he had some videos on his Instagram of him enjoying these cookies, which is pretty sad, to be honest. I was just telling my boy Jimmy the Jackhammer last night. We went to the Utah Jazz game. That's right, I went to watch the round ball. And we were discussing my adoration for cookies. Anyway, cool story, bro. But yeah, apparently he frequented this place. And a shooter went in after him, fired two rounds, killed him. He had his Lambo parked outside. So I obviously, this is all late breaking news. No clue who it was, why they did it. It seems very much like I'm sure they followed him and so on. But we'll see what happens. I guess he was pretty well known for being a community person. He would hand out turkeys every Thanksgiving. In fact, he was scheduled to hand out some like 200 turkeys this week at the St. James Missionary Baptist Church, which is right down the street from where his grandma lived, right next to it or something like that. He would always speak to the kids. He would donate to the high school and stuff. So, like, let's humanize this guy for a minute, right? I know a lot of people who don't like hip-hop are like, oh, they're always just talking about killing people and hoes. Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. But, like, these people, beyond their entertainment world, they're real people and, you know, they do some good things. Like, same with Travis Scott, right? Even though he's pushing all the satanic symbolism, like, he's trying. And the tragedy is what I believe to be the flawed thinking that you can dabble in these dark arts. And my theory is that handlers, people high up in the entertainment industry, show these guys different concepts of alchemy and dark arts that they can use to gain popularity, wealth, fame, so on. And, you know, they dabble around and things go awry. And Memphis is a big rap scene, right? A lot of great rappers from Memphis. Key Glock, who just released a big album. 3-6 Mafia, of course. Juicy J, Project Pat. 8-Ball MJG, Gangsta Boo. Block Boy JB, Yo Gotti. I think Young Buck's from there. Even if you don't like hip-hop, the Allman Brothers are from there, right? Who doesn't love the Allman Brothers? So, pretty big town for music. And we talked about Young Dolph back in August, okay? This is what piqued my interest. He dropped an album called Paper Route Illuminati. And on the album cover, it's him making a triangle over the all-seeing eye. Obviously, I don't know how much interest he has in the occult and the Illuminati, but he's using those themes for that album, okay? And his eye is red, right? Signifying demonic possession of some kind. It featured 23 tracks, which is Discordianism, the Law of Fives. 2 + 3 = 5. The number 23, the 23 Enigma, those kinds of things. And it did really well on the charts. It hit number 3 on the charts with no, and he's always been like an independent guy. He had his own label, the what's it called, Paper Route Empire, and he wouldn't sign on with the big labels, which is, we're going to talk about some of the predictive programming and the ideas of him facing death prior to this. Let's see here. He had a caption on his Instagram I talked about on that show. He said, there are 3 rules for being in the Paper Route Illuminati. Rule number 1, get the money first. Rule number 2, don't forget to get the money. How do you make that money? You can't make money without making sacrifices. And now that theme of sacrifice shows up. And if you go through his Instagram, I shared it to my Instagram, and I'll put these images that I'm going to talk about on a post on my Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. Like and subscribe. Link in the show notes as always. He posted a few videos when he released that album. And we, if you take the videos and capture them and go frame by frame, which I did, like a real psychopath, you see images of the sun with the all-seeing eye of Providence, the eye of Horus, the third eye, the pineal gland, whatever you want to call this. Supposedly, it represents the awakening of the initiate into the Luciferian concepts of the Illuminati. That's what the all-seeing eye is supposed to represent, amongst many things. Well, he's got it like flashing throughout the video a lot, right?
I don't believe none of these niggas, don't see none of these niggas, these niggas be caps. I got a confession to make, I sold my soul to the trap.
Bitch, I'm just getting started, bitch, I'm nowhere finished. In the paper route, Illuminati, I stand on their business.
If I sacrifice myself, will I go to hell? In my trap house counting guala, talking to my scale.
Paper route Illuminati. Naughty.
Clearly a trope on the Illuminati angle he's playing up for the album. He even has words flashing by like sacrifices. Now, on the album, if you listen to the album and you watch his releases, you'll see that I would guess, taking a rational point of view, that the sacrifices is referring to the sacrifice of getting work done, not blood sacrifices of your family or whoever, right? Just to be clear about that. He has images that flash by of an eyeball and says, reality, remember your goals. Itself sometimes come true, which is very magical thinking, right? And alchemy, which we're going to talk about a little bit more. You see an image of Memphis with the big pyramid, which we're going to talk about in the conclusion. Most disturbingly, before the album was released, he shows a pentagram on fire rotating. Now, if you recall, Travis Scott had a video called Quintana, and in it, he's got his arms up in the grand hailing sign of distress for Freemasonry, and on his chest is a massive pentagram logo on fire. Again, and I'll put both of those images on the post here, okay? So you can see what I'm talking about. It'll be on the Instagram. Another image you see when he's showing you the symbolism, it says money, flashes across, but the O has an X through it. And we've talked about this many times as the Antichrist mark of the beast. As per Kenneth Grant, always shout out Freeman Fly. He's the one who told me about it. Kenneth Grant talks about the X fused across the O being the symbol for Nodens, basically calling upon entities from the abyss, right? So you see that very strangely in the video. Amongst many, many, many pictures of people doing the all-seeing eye symbol, which is to be expected, right? On some ways, you could say, oh, they're just trying to, like, you know, ham up this imagery and this symbolism and pretend they're, you know, involved in these high profile elite membership stuff, right? So, like, there's that. To be fair, maybe that's all they were doing. But just like the Travis Scott thing, like, you mess around with this stuff. I don't know how much you got to mess around with it for something tragic to happen. I don't have the answers for you on that. I just put these dots together over the years. So let's look at his death. The predictive programming. The predictive programming is the idea of putting a thought into the universe and using the hermetic axiom, as above, so below. The universe, the macrocosm, adjusts and shifts itself around the microcosm. It causes changes in reality on Earth. That's what magic is, right? Well, he was actually shot in Los Angeles in 2017. Obviously lived. Took 3 shots. And there was allegations that rapper Yo Gotti, was involved. And if you read this article on The Guardian, strangely and ominously titled, "Young Dolph, the Rapper Dodging Death, I've been targeted since I was 17. I'm going to read to you from it, because I'm not trying to put allegations out against these rappers that are sometimes dangerous, right? Excuse me. That was my ringtone. That was very unprofessional. Excuse me. Turn that off. Okay. Since at least 2014, such independent success has reportedly been a source of tension back home, and the rap scene has been in a thrall to a supposed beef turning violent. Dolph claims that Yo Gotti, the Memphis rap veteran behind major U.S. charts hits Down in the DM and Rake It Up, once wanted to sign Dolph to his CMG imprint. Speaking on The Breakfast Club, he said that Gotti dissed his own signees behind their backs. Quote, "That ain't how I was raised." But Dolph also maintains that having invested $3 million of his own money into Paper Route Empire, he was unimpressed when Gotti didn't match that with his CMG offer. What started out as sly disses between the pair soon progressed. In February, Dolph dropped Play With Yo Bitch, where his taunting over the alleged failed deal gets ugly and homophobic. A few weeks later, shooters targeted an SUV in Charlotte, North Carolina, before a Young Dolph club appearance, spraying the car with bullets. That night became part of the rapper's lore in April when he recorded and released his album Bulletproof in just 3 days. The artwork shows a smiling Dolph standing on a lot littered with shell casings. It features the song 100 Shots, where Dolph taunts, "How the F you miss a whole 100 shots?" The answer is, he claims that his SUV was custom bulletproofed for $300,000. Charlotte police told The Guardian that they counted no more than 50 bullets on the scene and did not establish if Dolph was connected to the incident. Blah, blah, blah. In May, CMG signing Black Youngster, who posted a video in 2016 where he and his crew brandish guns as they taunt Dolph, turned himself into police. Black's attorney said that police found a van rented under Black's name, but that it was stolen. Black said, "I ain't fired nothing, I ain't seen nothing, I ain't do nothing." So, was Black Youngster or Yo Gotti involved with this? I certainly don't know, and I don't want to be involved. I mean, when you're dropping 300 racks on a bulletproof SUV, yikes. Now the lyric. So he's had a tumultuous past already, right? As did Tupac, right? Tupac's been shot a bunch of times before he died. Let's look to the lyrics. There's an album he has with Key Glock called Dumb and Dumber 2, and on the track Penguins, he's referring to fellatio, first and foremost, but he does make mention of the Faustian bargain. It depends, right? It depends on how paranoid you want to be about this stuff, because in my hip-hop conspiracy book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, I have a whole thing about the Faustian bargain and how that just ever so strangely appears to show up in many, many ways in the entertainment industry. The lyrics for that track for Penguins, the lyric is, "That girl head so good, call her the devil, she took my soul." On another track called Believe Me, he says, "In the streets felt like I was dancing with the devil on a track called Large Amounts. He says, I got a confession to make. I sold my soul to the trap. Which, again, to be rational about it, he's talking about sort of being committed to a life in the streets, in the trap houses, or what have you. But very strange lyrics, right? On this Paper Route Illuminati album, the first track, the very first line that he speaks, he says, if I sacrifice myself, will I go to hell? Now, isn't that curious? The first Travis Scott lyric said something real similar. I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to find it. But I talked about it on, I think, the part three. You know? Let me find it for you. Jeez. You know, I just don't know. I'm going to find it for you, and I'm going to try to be real quick. All right, I'm sorry. On his Rodeo album, the opening track called Pornography starts out, 9 light years away, just outside of the Kepler solar system, we find ourselves consumed and utterly mesmerized with the story of a young rebel against the system, refusing to conform or comply to the ways of authority. And he's talking about the rebel angel, right? So again, another reference to the devil, and that was on Travis Scott's first album, Rodeo, right? Anyway, okay, so, God, this got me all hung up. Okay, moving on. So his cousin, right? Who's his cousin? Actually, one of his cousins is Key Glock, but another one of his cousins was Juice WRLD. That's right, Juice WRLD. We talked about Juice WRLD many times back in December 2019. Juice WRLD was another famous rapper. He was probably like top five rappers. He was crossing over into the pop. He was one of the biggest entertainers in the world at the time of his death. And I did a whole show because there was a lot involved with his death that was very curious and very strange. And I'm going to go through, I'm going to put a link in the show notes for that episode, or you can scroll back through to December 2019. But I'm going to go through some of the highlights in here of what we talked about. Juice WRLD, of course, from Chicago. Lots of number one hits. He had a seizure at the Chicago airport, right, at the age of 21 and died. And this was right after the death of XXXTentacion, who was gunned down in his... Did he have a Lambo? I don't remember. He had another sports car. But there was a lot of ideas about the Faustian bargain with Juice WRLD as well. Some people think that maybe he just overdosed on fentanyl. But at the time, DJ Academics was pushing videos talking about how Juice posted on his IG this all-seeing eye and how he was selling his soul on the set of the video shoot for Black and White. And Academics actually talks about how Lil Uzi Vert and others are always talking about this devil stuff. And Lil Uzi Vert, of course, if you followed my Instagram, I posted a clip from a concert he did a couple years back where he talked about how we're all going to hell and if you're, this isn't purgatory, you're in hell or something to that effect, right? And even Academics said that there's some consequences of this stuff, some cost with doing this form of promotion. So even Academics is saying this, arguing that you'll get more demonic fans. The energy has a certain consequence to it. You know, you choose to flirt with the devil and bad things can happen. The attention isn't always positive. Offset from the Migos warned about this stuff. Prodigy from Mobb Deep, he was talking about this all the time. He was in Complex Magazine with me. We got interviewed for a Illuminati hip hop article like 5 years ago. He said they claim, he's talking about Bohemian Grove. He says they claim it's a mock sacrifice or whatever. There's a whole bunch of effery going on over there. He says, it's the exact same logo of this owl that this mother effer Drake be using. And if you recall, with the Triple X Temptation death, there was a lot of weird connections with Drake. And there's a lot of weird connections with Drake with Travis Scott. Very strange. And we're gonna there's going to be some more links in today's show, too, by the way. And there's, of course, a bunch of the symbolism that you see of the, you know, the lightning bolt, you know, Luciferian symbol. He was on No Jumper interviewed. He talked about selling the soul there. Talked about, because he always used to use the 999, and 999 was an inversion of 666. Like, he's trying to not be satanic. And on Tim Westwood, he said, 999 flipped is 666. And 999 represents taking whatever hell, whatever negative situation you're in, and turning it positive. And you see this attitude from a lot of people who employ this dark energy. That's why the rockers, you know, these satanic dark rockers like Black Sabbath, they're wearing crosses. They're calling upon these energies, but they think they can still remain protected. Which, in theory, that's kind of how it's supposed to work, right? People were getting it tattooed all over them. He had a jacket, the 999 Abyss jacket, says Lost in the Abyss. He had a shirt that says I Won't Let You Forget Me, with a pill against his all-seeing eye and the flames of hell behind him. He died around 3:14 a.m., which 3 a.m. is the inversion of 3 p.m., of course. Yeah, but I posted a ton of images and a ton of stuff. You got to listen to that whole show. I've got clips on there that it's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind. The song Lean With Me has lyrics, drugs got me sweating, but the room getting colder, looking at the devil and the angel on my shoulder, will I die tonight? I don't know. Told her if I die, I'm going to die young. Every day I've been getting effed up. There was a song called Demons where he's talking about fighting demons. I think the demons are winning. There's a song called Legends where he says, what's the 27 Club? We ain't making it past 21. He died at age 21. And the fact that he knew about the 27 Club is, again, the idea that these artists die at 27 like it's a Faustian pact, Faustian bargain. He says on that same track, they tell me I'm going to be a legend. I don't want that title now because all the legends seem to die out. What the F is this about? I'm trying to make it out. I'm trying to change the world. And it goes on and on. I got so much more here, but I don't want this to turn into a whole Juice WRLD show. Then after he died posthumously in April 2020, there's a video for Juice WRLD's song Righteous. And it's really bizarre because they show him partying with the codeine that supposedly killed him. Lyrics about codeine runneth over on my nightstand and his own death. He says, we may die this evening, coughing, wheezing, bleeding. Under attack in my soul, when it's time I'll know. My demons 10 feet under me, devil in my head trying to run gym labs. And then on the video, there's a cartoon of someone falling to the ground. He's falling to the ground as a fallen angel with the 999 shirt, which is now 666, right? If you're upside down falling. Anyway, so it's bizarre, right? So anyway, back to Young Dolph. He died in Memphis, which is where he was from. And that's important in terms of occultism because Memphis is steeped in the symbolism of the occult. It refers to Memphis, Egypt, part of the greater Cairo, Egypt, where the complex of temples were, where the pyramids were, right? Right along the Nile River, which is where alchemy comes from. Supposedly, in the history of alchemy and this ritual magic stuff, the god Hermes Trismegistus came down to that same area by the Nile and taught the dark arts of alchemy. They called it Al-Chem, and it refers to the dark soil around that fertile Nile River. That's why it's the black arts, the dark arts. And alchemy And you'll see books about this from non-occultists. Alchemy is about turning lead into gold, right? Nothing into something. And these are the principles, I believe, that some of these people get caught up in. Turning energy or something bad into money. Now, Memphis, Egypt, had like all these temples and all these important pharaoh activities. Akhenaten was there. He built temples to Aten, the sun god. And there were temples. And the sun god, supposedly, if you go down this line of occultism, refers to Lucifer. That's the idea. The all-seeing eye and the sun both refer to Lucifer, the real god to these people. Well, there was also temples to... they've uncovered temples to Mithras, the cult of Mithras, which we talked about in the Raised by Wolves shows. And Astarte, the goddess, the Babylonian Ishtar. So there's a lot going on right here, right? And of course, you got the Egyptian mystery schools, where they would pass on this forbidden knowledge. The alchemy, the dark arts stuff. And all of this matters... even to the Freemasons, right? They call it the Rite of Memphis, the Ritual of Memphis. That's a branch of Freemasonry. And Tex Mars says that Aleister Crowley was a member of this branch. He was a member of many branches, but particularly the Rite of Memphis. Because the Rite of Memphis is all about the symbolism of ancient Egypt. It's Egyptian Freemasonry. Now, there's a book I have called Lords of the Left-Hand Path, which talks about all these... sort of satanic inverted, you know, things. And it talks about the unification of northern Egypt to southern Egypt and how they merged in Memphis, Egypt. I'm going to read you from the book. It says this: the continuity of the value of Setian ritual and magical symbolism can be seen clearly in the double crown of the pharaoh, which is made up of the red crown of northern Egypt and the white crown of southern Egypt, and the scepters of Waz and Cham, which are clear symbolic representations of the Set animal. These scepters were signs of the divine power that could be wielded by the gods and their incarnate agents, the pharaohs. And what is that saying? Well, it's saying that Egyptian magic was related to Set. And it was still utilized even after northern Egypt and southern Egypt unified. And it's... the simple version is just divine power from the gods. And Set, oh, by the way, it refers to Satan. He was the outsider. I believe Set was from southern Egypt, was the idea. And it was considered the outcast. The rebel. Just like Travis Scott's lyrics from Pornography. That track on Rodeo. And Set Awaz is the spirit that gave Aleister Crowley the Book of the Law, the teachings that he uses in Thelema, which supposedly is the text for the New Age that we're living in. The Aeon of Horus. Because Set and Horus were opposing forces. So you can see Memphis holds a lot of value to the occultists. So is it strange that young Dolph was murdered there? I mean, a little bit, right? If you were going to do a ritual sacrificial blood sacrifice murder, I mean... location is important to these people. Now, and finally, I got one more big thing to talk about, this Memphis pyramid, right? Just to add on to the idea that Memphis holds a place for the occult folks. There's this pyramid in Memphis called the Tomb of Doom. It's one of the 10 largest pyramids in the world. Conceived of in the 1950s, modeled after the Great Pyramid of Giza. And they were actually going to do 3 replica pyramids like you find at the complex in Egypt. But they were supposed to be built along the Mississippi River, much like the Egyptian pyramids along the Nile River. And the guy who came up with this idea, it wasn't until 1991 that his son actually went through and built the big one. And supposedly there's a curse on this building. A couple folks died in it. It's plagued with sewage problems. They closed it down 13 years after they opened it. until Bass Fish Shops bought it in 2015. You want some haunted fish? Go, I don't know, get your satanic fishing rod or whatever. I'm going to read you from theportalist.com. It says, according to Tom Jones, a consultant with Smart City Consulting in Memphis, workers discovered a black metal box at the apex of the pyramid, riveted to the building's steel infrastructure. Inside, they found a crystal skull, which had been placed there by Isaac Tigret, founder of the Hard Rock Cafe restaurant chain. The Hard Rock, by the way, speaking of the Hard Rock, the symbol on that logo is of the sun. Huh. Interesting, huh? So you, all those boomer dads out there rocking your Hard Rock shirts, you're now Illuminate confirmed. According to Tigret, the skull was only one of several crystal and mystical objects placed throughout the building, though the others have never been found. In a blog post, Jones describes Tigret's reaction to the removal of the crystal skull. "You don't have any idea what you've done," he quotes, Tigret is saying, while going on to claim that the cosmic balance of the Earth may have been disrupted. What do you think about that? He says, "The cosmic balance of the Earth may have been disrupted by the removal of the skull, which city and county officials were told had materialized in the hands of Mr. Tigret's guru." In a phone call with the New York Times, Tigret later dismissed most of these claims as utter nonsense. He's backtracking now. Though he didn't deny placing the skull or the other mystical items which remain unfound to this day. Quote, "All of that was part of the glamour and mystery and mysticism of Egypt." That's what the Tigret guy said. So anyways, point being, Memphis, Tennessee, has a lot of weird mystical energy to it because it's supposed to be correlated with Memphis in Egypt. And a lot of the occultists, the Freemasons, they still venerate ancient Egypt because that's the moment when their dark arts and alchemy and stuff had to go underground. And it survives to this day. So, in conclusion, a lot of weird stuff going on here, right? We talked about Juice WRLD and his death and all the strange symbolism from that. And to find out that he's cousins with Young Dolph and that both he and Young Dolph had lyrics about selling their soul. And the location of Memphis with all of its mystical energies. And right after he released Paper Route Illuminati, which had a ton of obviously Illuminati symbolism. What are we to make of this? And I got to revert back to the shows I'm doing on Astro World and Travis Scott. I don't think that these artists are necessarily worshiping the devil. I think in some ways they might think that they can employ this symbolism, this energy, this dark energy for their own gain. And that's of concern to me. That's all I'm trying to say. Maybe a warning to other people trying to do this stuff. You start calling upon these demonic forces and I think bad things can happen. Just my thoughts, just my perspective. Of course, the mainstream media and the news wants you to believe that all this stuff is made up. There's no such thing as Satanism, and you know, because they don't, they think science is their true religion. That's what they think. Science is a method. And no, this isn't a commentary on the thing from 2020 that will never go away. I don't talk about that. I don't talk about that. So anyways, okay, I hope you enjoyed that show. Sadly, tragically, we lost another good rapper. I mean, that's subjective, right? Like, I know the hobby's like, ugh, he sucks, or whatever. Okay, fine, I get it. I like it, you know what I mean? You can't eat nutritious whole foods all the time, you know? Like, sometimes you need a little junk food. So anyways, rest in peace, Young Dolph. Sadly, another example of a hip-hop artist using dark imagery, satanic references, and coming to a tragic conclusion. Thanks for listening. Thanks for considering these ideas. If you're new to the show, if you don't know anything about it, I've got hundreds and hundreds of episodes going back to 2014. Subscribe to the podcast and go through and find some topics you find interesting. I would advise you to go to December 2019 and take a look at the Juice WRLD episode. I'll put a link in the show notes. And also, don't forget to go to my Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. Link in the show notes. I will post pictures. You got to see the one of the flaming pentagram that's just the same as the one worn by Travis Scott. All right, thanks for your time. Until next time, stay woke.